Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
To surprise you, boy. Am I here to get better?
Confirming one's beliefs sometimes takes an event. Sometimes it takes just time and understanding. But quite often, to get something through our thick heads, whatever that thing may be, one of the, I guess, sometimes most effective ways is a event. Sometimes it's traumatic. Sometimes it's not traumatic, but just very life-changing in one way or another. In our next story, we hear about someone who was very much questioning their beliefs, brought up in one way, changing it a little bit into their teen years, and then having a confirmation of sorts with a very beloved relative that had passed on, confirming to them that there is, in fact, an afterlife. Maybe everything else that was attached in the teachings, still not sure about. But they are sure of one thing. There is something that happens when we die. Take a listen. My granddad, Harry, was the son of immigrants who'd arrived in the UK from Lithuania in the early 1900s. Born in 1916, he had a tough upbringing in Liverpool alongside his three brothers and four sisters. He served in the Royal Welsh Fusiliers during World War II and fought on the beaches of France. During this time, he experienced serious shrapnel wounds to his hands after a grenade was thrown into his trench. This attack also killed two soldiers on either side of him. He was very lucky. The war soon ended after his evacuation. Following the war, he wanted a simple, quiet life. Like many World War II veterans, he hardly ever spoke of the horrors he experienced during that time. I remember asking him once why he didn't go to the Remembrance Day parade in London with his brother Manny. He shouted at me, "I don't need to remember it once a year. I remember it every day of my life." I never asked him any more questions on the matter. He was obviously a very scarred man. Despite his trauma, he was a loving and dedicated granddad to me and my seven siblings. Times were tough financially, but with my granddad, we didn't need money to have a good time. He taught us all to play chess, table tennis, and every card game under the sun. We spent hours upon hours playing endless games. That's where he was happiest. He was famous for his Sunday roast dinners of just chicken and potatoes. No gravy or veg, just the good stuff. My granddad was Jewish, but like his military service, he also kept his faith and beliefs very private. I was raised Catholic in line with my father's beliefs. I was baptized and had my first Holy Communion when I was 8 years old. When I reached the age of 14, it was time to carry out my confirmation. It was a key turning point in my life. I decided that I didn't want to be confirmed, stopped going to church, and classed myself as an atheist. In all the years of being Catholic, I didn't feel spiritual or understand the religion fully. All I knew was to recite the boring prayers over and over. My granddad sadly passed during my first year at university. Of May 16th of 2002, he was 85 years old. It was a blow to us all, but we were happy in the knowledge he'd had a happy, peaceful life after World War II. We showed him as much love as possible and loved our life with him. He will forever be known as a legend in our family, with his numerous catchphrases like, "Take a seat, but don't take it far." Time passed following his death, and I became caught up in the heavy workload of my second year of university. Towards the end of my second year of study, I spent hours in the library writing essays, revising for exams, as well as working two jobs to pay for my university fees, food, and accommodations. On the day of my ghostly experience, it had been a specific chaotic one. Lectures followed by revision, followed by a night shift in the local pub. I got home around 12:30 a.m. I was absolutely shattered and went straight to bed. At 3 a.m., I was awoken by a loud thud. The first thing I thought of when I opened my eyes was, "Granddad?" I jumped out of bed and switched on the lights. I saw that my large, heavy mirror I kept leaned against my windowsill had slid off and was stood perfectly upright, propped up against the wall. That should make the loud thud. So there was no way anything could go through the window. It was very heavy and couldn't be moved easily. In addition, it had been propped up in the same place for 9 months without ever falling off. I looked at my phone and noticed the date was the 16th of May, exactly 1 year to the day my granddad had died. I was so busy I'd completely forgotten this anniversary. I didn't feel scared. If anything, I felt it was possibly just a friendly reminder from him not to forget the day. From this moment, I changed my beliefs from atheist to agnostic. Was there an afterlife? It's something I've never ruled out since this experience. It never happened again, but I was told by a very spiritual friend that she could see. I had a male guardian angel close to me always. I wonder, is this my granddad?
Is it all right if I stay today?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.